9th Perek of Chulin, 7th Mishnah. Eva, a bosom of Dolan, the Behemoth, the Tam of Thomas Oichon, the Mkoyman, the Svichim Hechshev. A limb or flesh of an animal which are partially detached and they're dangling from the body. So they have an interesting status. They're not considered completely removed, so they don't have the tum of Eva Menachai. Mitzad Hashani, they're not really living off the body anymore because they're just dangling from the body. So the Yifal Chazal said, it's not yet Eva Menachai, it doesn't have that tumah, but does have tumah Soichlim because it's already more or less detached from the body. We treat it as a food and not the animal itself. But it needs a Hechsher. And Nishkot HaBehemah, the Hema's Shechter Huchshu B'Domeo, the blood of the animal is Machshu, this limb. And since it was still partially connected to the Behemah, it's not considered Eva Menachai, it won't get the full tumah of Eva Menachai. He says that blood is not Machshu. Because he holds that the thing that is machshir is the shchit itself and not the dam, and since this shchit is not machshir l'achila, it doesn't make it edible. It's not a type of shchita which will be machshir to be makabel tumen. But beisa behemo, if the animal died, then habosu tzoch hechshir, this limb needs hechshir in order to be makabel tumen. So why? Because since it died, we look as if this Eva fell off before it died. In the Mela, it's not an Avela. So the Basar is like this. The Basar, the flesh of it, as we said, the Misa Oysen Nipul, which means the fact that it died is a reason to treat as if this Eva was detached before it died. So so in the first case, it's only the basar, only the flesh. The flesh that was torn off of an animal in its lifetime is not matanin. That's what it says. It's like flesh that was torn off in the lifetime of the animal and it needs a hechsher in order to be mekabel tumah. You have to put some water or some other mashkan in order to be mekabel tumah. Eva, metame mishum Eva menachai. If an Eva was Matuldal, then it won't be an Avela, but it'll be Tami because it's Eva Menachai, because it's also considered that fellow before the Shrita. The question is, what does it mean? Rabbi Shimon Matar. It can't be on this case in Matar, because Monoshoch. It's either Eva Menachai, if it fell, it's considered that fellow before it died, or it's considered an Avela, if it's considered that it was attached to the animal at the time of the Mobis. My answer is, Shem Matar means it's going on the ratio that which we said in the beginning that it's considered oichel, this Eva or basa that were dangling from the animal, and it's Matamas Tumas oichel before the behema died. Shimon says that as long as the behema is alive, that Eva or that basa which is dangling is also not even Makabel Tumas oichel. Why? Because he says that Lamaisa, since it's if you rip it off now, it'll be Eva Menachai, and you can't feed it to a goy. So some food you can't even feed to a goy, it's not considered oichel in respect to Tumas Oichel. There's not Makabel Tumas Oichel.